This podcast is sponsored by the Premier Surgical Office-Based Surgery Center in Knoxville. Accredited, affordable care performed by surgeons you can trust.
Swain Event Hour 2 is brought to you by Alumni Hall. Get game day ready. Shop online 247 at alumnihall.com. 6 locations in Tennessee. We got a few locations here, right here in Knoxville. Paper Mill, Turkey Creek, West Ham Mall, 3 locations for you to shop for all things orange. The latest and greatest at Alumni Hall. I go in that place, man, and I get crazy.
Yeah.
I get crazy, man. I'm throwing everything in the bag at Alumni Hall.
My bank account gets hit hard at Alumni Hall.
Yes, but it's okay. I always feel good about shopping at Alumni Hall, even though I get out of hand because I know I'm going to wear all of it. Mm-hmm. And it's Tennessee. If you're a Tennessee fan, you got to have Tennessee gear, right?
Yeah, I mean, even beyond just the straight up UT stuff, they also have just Tennessee centric things. Like, I love those hats that just say Knox on them.
Yeah,
they're big, very cool.
And they get the newest gear.
Yeah, I mean they're very up to date.
It's down on campus,
always new stuff.
It's in the Alumni Hall.
Yeah.
Individuals, I want to go to the text box here. Because Tony and Charlotte says, I heard another station saying that TK and Micah might start over Najee Warrior because Najee was struggling with the playbook. Any truth to that? So,
oh wow, that was terrible.
Not Najee Warrior. Third year is a junior.
Dog. He might start.
It's arguably your best player
across from Micah Abernathy.
Najee gonna sit the bench.
He will not really be replaced.
Really?
By Micah Abernathy.
That's what we're doing. Najee Warrior.
Tony, not a shot at you by any means.
We bench.
No,
we advise you.
Tony didn't say it.
Branch out to other shows, if that's the advice or the insight that they are giving.
Not Najee Warrior, you're gonna get benched. That's what we're doing. Really.
He's not gonna get benched.
No.
I mean, obviously, if he comes out and doesn't know where to stand on the field. Then maybe, but you got to let that natural talent just work.
You can
whether he knows the playbook front to back or not. I mean,
you can scare Najee. This is the time to do it. You can scare him and say, "Hey, we need you to get on your stuff, and you know, you're gonna run with the second team today." You can do that August the 7th. But do we really think Najee Warrior will not be playing, starting? Being a major factor for Tennessee in the back end, I just don't see a scenario where if everybody's healthy, that Najee Warrior's gonna get beat out by anybody else's safety. I just don't see that.
If he's healthy, he won't be beat out.
I just don't.
I have full confidence in saying that.
I don't see that at all. So.
I love this. The next comment on the text box said clearly. Micah and TK themselves sent that in. did you guys hear that that this might happen? Yeah, I don't see it, but
I can tell you how Najee was coached at practice that he's that dude. Like when he messes up. Mm-hmm. It's not much like yelling at him. It's like, hey, you know, we want to do this. You know, do a little bit better on this time. You know, Najee was like, hey, I thought I was going to do this. No. You can do it this way. You can tell he's coached differently because he's a beast. Where someone else messes up, it's different. Like they jump on you, and that's normal. You don't treat all your players the same, but you try to treat them fair. But you coach your studs a little bit differently sometimes. Not that you give them extra, special treatment. You're still coaching them. You're still correcting them if they make a mistake. But I'm sorry. I'll be the first one to say I'm wrong if TK Jr. and Michael Abernathy beats out Najee Warrior. I can't wait to say I'm wrong. Can't wait. But
what won't happen?
Nah, man. I don't see that, bruh.
Don't worry.
I don't see that at all. 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. That is very interesting there.
How about Nacho on the text box? I could go through and say so many players, but the two that I think would be breakout, I expect a lot from, is Batuli and Tim Jordan. You and I were talking about Tim Jordan during the last break, Swain, a guy we cannot wait to see running the I formation in this offense.
We got asked last night, who's a player to not sleep on this team? And I forget exactly who you said, but I would add Tim Jordan to that list, where he's under the radar.
Yeah.
Not expected to be your primary back. That dude has moves.
But he's still the type of back that, hey, I wouldn't be surprised if he's starting RB1 at the tail end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that type of upside, in my opinion, from what I've seen.
I agree.
Yeah, we've heard nothing but Ty Chandler talk and Mondre London and Jeremy Banks, because he's a newcomer. Remember, we like shiny new toys, right? And so here's Tim Jordan, who's been here and he's worked himself into getting first team reps with Chris Winkie. And so I want to get Gerald Riggs' take on it. I talked to Gerald. We are going to record a Swain Event Plus Players Only meeting, podcast. So between him and Jonathan Wade, we're going to get some of those done this week with the start of fall camp and the start of the month. It's been super hectic, but we'll get those recorded. And I'm looking forward to getting those put up there at Swain Event Plus. So those who are wondering, because we did two John Bryce podcast, and so it is time. It's time to get a players only meeting. We'll do that with Jerry Riggs, Jonathan Wade. I've been talking to those guys recently. Matt says, any chance CK Jr. moves down the linebacker? What's he's weighing in at after the injury? I'm not sure what his weight is. I know those trainers, they monitor the weight of our players each and every day before practice, after practice, to make sure they're not losing a ton of water weight. Ovince St. Preux over the weekend had his wedding reception. So a lot of the guys were in town. I know Ovince was at the open practice, but got a chance to go and saw a lot of former Vols that I played with that I haven't seen in years. And one of those former Vols was Chris Heath. And I remember Chris Heath one fall camp. I was looking at him, and I was thinking, man, it's so hot outside. I don't know how he used to do it. Chris Heath had to be in the hospital for three days, because he had lost so much weight. He had cramped up. He had a full body cramp and had to be taken to the hospital to get IVs. It was that bad. So they monitor your weight each and every day before practice, after practice, to make sure you're not losing too much water weight. But I'm not sure TK's weight. I do know that if this defense, if these players on this defense can handle it, then I can see Najee, Micah, and TK and at the same time. I can see it. Now, a lot of it depends on who you're playing. If you're playing against a offense that you could use all your safeties or use a lot of your DBs, then yeah, absolutely. If you're playing against a run-heavy team that comes out in big sets, then obviously you're going to need some more beef there in the front seven. But I can see a scenario where all those guys are used at once. I'm sorry, I just don't see where you put Micah and TK in and you take Najee out. I don't know what planet that's on. I don't know what planet we on. If we think that's going to happen. But again, I'll say I'm wrong if I'm wrong.
As will many.
I will be the first to admit when I'm wrong. I will. We'll go back to the text box after the break. Got some really, really good stuff here. Some good questions. Great comments. Swain Events, Fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Today's lunch special is the chicken tender sandwich at Dead End Barbecue. Trust me, It's my favorite sandwich at Dead End Barbecue. Go by there and try the chicken tender sandwich. It is the real deal. Holyfield. Stay with the Swain Event.
Touchdown or turnover is up next on the Swain Event.
All right, team, listen up. It's tailgating time again in Tennessee. But most importantly, team, you're going to need to refi that tailgate and the truck it's attached to with a refinanced auto loan with Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union with their Got That promotion. They'll give you up to $500 for your debt.
Are you serious, coach?
That's right, Johnny. Alcoa 10 will pay you up to $500 for your debt. Now, let's get out there and spread the word. Say it with me. Alcoa 10. Alcoa 10. Alcoa 10.
ATFCU is an equal housing lender.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. The next thing you know, you're being arrested for DUI. Be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call DUI and criminal defense attorney Marcos Garza. Put this number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty, say Garza. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue, located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
Looking for a different way to enjoy the Swain Event? Then check out Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. Follow the show on Periscope and Facebook Live. Don't just hear the show, see the show. That's Swain Event TV.
Touchdown or Turnover is backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Touchdown, Turnover, backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong. Better rates and better service. I'm very cautious right now about this Touchdown, Turnover, but hey, man, you got to live, right? You can't be living scared. So I'm going to go ahead and do it. A lot of grad transfer talk. And Tennessee is already 1-0 in that department, getting Brandon Kennedy from Alabama. We know there's some problems with Jalen Hurts down at Alabama. And the way this situation is shaping up, if I'm Jalen Hurts, I mean, I wouldn't mind playing against Alabama. How about that? Jalen Hurts, I don't know how far he is with his studies, if he's close to graduating, but if he graduates, Touchdown, Turnover, as a Tennessee fan, you would want Tennessee to pursue Jalen Hurts if available. As a Tennessee fan, you would want Tennessee to pursue Jalen Hurts. Of course, you got to think about everything here. You got to think about freshman quarterbacks. You got to think about the quarterbacks that you currently have on your roster. This is going to be a 1 year to 2 year fix if you pursue him. Let's not say it's out of the realm a possibility. You have Chris Winkie, who's down there working, I'm sure, working with the quarterbacks a little bit. You have Alabama ties. I'm just saying, can never say never. If you are a Tennessee fan, you want Tennessee to pursue Jalen Hurts if available. With everything, how everything is shaping up down there in Alabama. A lot of drama down there in Tuscaloosa with Hurts. Where are we
going?
It's
a turnover for me. Turnover for me because I don't think the situation currently asks or demands for another quarterback of that level. Could you use it, and would it be beneficial? Possibly, yeah, but it could also be detrimental to whenever you are pursuing high school prospects to be your next quarterback, to be the next Peyton, to be the next X here at the University of Tennessee. I don't think it brings as many positives as potential negatives. And it would also be like coming in, pretty much paving a way, crimson carpet for this boy to come in and rock the power T for 1 year to try to elevate him to the pros. Would I put it past Pruitt? No. Absolutely not. He wants to make the team better, regardless if it's in the 2-deep, 3-deep, or 4-deep, or even in the walk-on scenario. But I think there's more negatives to positives in this scenario, so I'll say turnover.
I say the same because, I mean, exactly what Brad is saying. I would want a real necessity to have him here, where the quarterback situation is dire. And currently, unless something changes, you get some transfers or whatever happens. Currently, that's just not the case. It seems like JT Shroud is going to have a real chance to be that guy. Jerick Arentano has 3 years eligibility left, including this one. So I would say don't create that drama if you don't have to. And Jalen Hurts is good. I look at him and I say, is he worth all of the nonsense that would bring in to me?
What nonsense?
His numbers are incredible.
What nonsense?
The nonsense of, like I said, the drama. You know, the drama of a quarterback battle, and maybe, you know, Jarrett starts for a year, and then you bring in Jalen Hurts, and you're saying, oh, so Jarrett's on the squad, but you're just going to bring in another, like a dude who led you to however many wins Tennessee ends up with this year, and then you're going to bring in a dude who just, oh, here you go, this is the new guy. Yeah, you know, thanks for all of that effort, but we're going to bring in this new guy. You know, I think there would definitely be drama there. And is Jalen Hurts worth that? Yes, his numbers are really good, but his numbers are really good with a set of players that is off the charts amazing and an incredible offensive line. So
players and as a quarterback turn the football over, putting it in bad situations.
No doubt. No doubt. But, yeah, to me it would just it'd be a little more pain than it's worth, but...
What you got, Swain?
It's tough. That's a tough one.
It is tough. And it's not crazy to think about because we just did it with Brandon Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
I look at Georgia, and in the last 3 years, they've brought in like the number one, the number two quarterback in the country, and they let the guys fight it out, and the best man won, and someone had to leave, and that was Jacob Eason. And here they go again. They bring in Justin Fields, and they are prepared to do the same thing. It depends on the play of Jerick Arentano this year. I need Jared to light it up. I need him to be the guy. I need him to prove that he is the future, that when Tennessee's out recruiting wide receivers, that you can sell Jerick Arentano, having him for two more years. I need that. When I went to, you know, Alabama and Auburn to visit, they were selling me on playing with Brody Corral. They were selling me on playing with Jason Campbell because they knew he was going to be there. You know, when I went to Michigan, they were selling me on Matthew Gutierrez, who was teammates with Kevin Simon in De La Salle High School. So they were selling me on quarterbacks they knew was going to be there for 2 to 3 years. Tennessee wasn't selling me on anything. All they said is, you have Casey for 1 year, and we'll figure it out. And I was like,
we may bring his brother in later.
I was like, okay. Okay. I mean, Tennessee had probably the worst plan out of all the teams telling me about who's going to be the quarterback. Even Georgia was like, hey, you're going to have David Green, and you're going to have DJ Chocolate. And so every school I went to, they told me about a quarterback that I was going to have for the majority of my career, except for Tennessee. If you are Tennessee in a situation, you want to be able to do the same thing. Now, You got Brian Maurer, who I really like. I like me some Brian Maurer. Mm-hmm. He got some swag, and the boy can throw the ball. I like me some JT Stroud. These guys need to flash in practice. You know, Stroud needs to flash in practice, letting the coaches know that, okay, he has a future. He's not ready yet, but he has a future. And I need Guarantano to flash this year before I say no to Jalen Hurts. But I'm sorry. I can't say no right now. Give me all the talent. And give me someone who at the end of the day, if this continues with Jalen Hurts and Nick Saban, that he may start hating Alabama. And it's nothing better than bringing in a scorned player who is dogged out by his own fan base and he wants to get revenge. Oh, we'll help you get revenge. Hey, we can help you.
Come on down.
You want revenge? Come on, we can help you with that. We can help you. We embrace you. Come on.
Revenge is a dish best served by Tennessee to Alabama.
Come on. Come on, Jalen Hurts. Don't worry, man. They won't talk to you. Hey, we'll talk to you every day. We'll text you every day. How you doing? We'll tweet you. We'll slide in your DMs. What are you doing? You want somebody to follow you to school, class, what, home? We'll give you attention. Just give us all the secrets about Alabama. You want to be Alabama? Come on. If Jared does not take over and be the guy of the future, I think if you're Tennessee, you can't pass up opportunity because you can risk playing against him. He could go to Florida. He could go somewhere else. And you could wind up playing against him.
I think he is going to go to Florida.
Why not? Why not? Why not bring him in? Why not?
Dan Mullen's been knocking on that door.
Why not? All right, let's get to Charles from the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Charles, good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. How you doing?
I'm great, Charles. How are you, man?
All right. So now, I was listening to you just a minute ago, and you're doing it more for intel than anything else. You know you can't play, right?
He can play good enough to win a bunch of games. Charles, don't get sucked up in Stephen A. Smith and some of these other dudes
I don't mess with Stephen A. Smith like that.
Okay. All these dudes who say he can't, you know, he can't throw and all that. He couldn't throw good enough to win the national championship. I'm sorry, we're not there yet. But he's good enough to help Tennessee win games. Now, if I'm a wide receiver, I probably wouldn't be doing backflips. I'm just going to be honest.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, I wasn't doing backflips when Brent Schaefer was in at quarterback because I knew.
I know you wasn't.
You know, I'm just being honest. But it's hard to defend a dual threat quarterback. It really is in college. And I would be okay with it if it helped Tennessee win. Remember the quarterback we just had, all right, who struggled early in his career throwing the football, but then he got better. And so you could win with a quarterback who is not as accurate throwing the football if he possesses that third dimension.
But Swain, let's be clear.
Or second dimension.
Josh won by running the football, but with his legs. At some point,
he did both.
You have to deliver the football down the field, and that's why Alabama won a national championship. They brought in Tua. He delivered the football on time. I mean, you can win games, Swain, by running with a running quarterback.
I want
to
win.
But you know just as well as I know, you have to be able to deliver the football at some point. Have to be able to deliver it, and if you can't, you're just moving the ball, you're scoring points. But are you winning games if you can't deliver the football,
Charles?
What's
what?
62% in 2 years in the SEC.
Let me holler at you, Charles. Charles, let me ask you a question.
One interception last year.
Charles, what was our record last year?
It was 4-8.
What was our record in the SEC?
0-8.
Okay. When we get to 11-1, then let's talk about Jalen Hurts not being good enough, or you know, getting the perfect passer. But I'm desperate right now, Charles. You know, if you're starving and someone gives you a saltine cracker, you're not complaining talking about you'd rather have a Ritz. You're going to eat that cracker. You're going to eat it like there's no tomorrow. That's where I am right now, Charles. We 4-8, man. We 4-8. Okay, I can't be picky.
This year, coming up, we
Charles, you still there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it went out just a little bit.
Okay. So this year, we agree that they'll win more than four games, right?
Oh, yeah. I think they'll win more than four.
Okay.
Yeah.
So whoever's the quarterback will get him to maybe six or seven wins.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So if he sits out next year, Well, so he'll play for Alabama this year. So next year, depending on if he's graduated or not, he'll have to sit out if he comes to Tennessee, right?
If he's a grad transfer, I don't know his academic situation. Right. But the only way he'll be able to come to Tennessee is if he graduates, just like Brandon Kennedy.
So say he sits out next year, and then the following year, so now Tennessee should be ready to rock and roll, right?
Yeah.
So this would be year three under Jeremy Pruitt. So now they're ready to rock and roll, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you bring him in. And he, well, obviously he's you know, he'll be practicing with the team and all that. He'll get better, maybe some better quarterback coaching. Do you think that he's ready to get Tennessee to the SEC championship game? If what you're saying is true, can he do that with this Tennessee team? Not with Alabama's team that he had 2 years ago, with the Tennessee team that they could possibly have in 3 years, because you know Tennessee's going to recruit, they're going to get players, so. Is he the guy, without being able to pass the ball, and maybe he got some better quarterback play, but not being able to pass the football, can he get to the SEC championship game? That's the question I want you to answer.
Charles, this is tough for me to say because, you know, I'm a wide receiver at heart. I don't really want to play with a dude like Jalen Hurts. But as a fan, I want Tennessee to win, and I know that guys like Jalen Hurts, they win college football games. Now, I don't want Jalen Hurts if Jarrett goes out this year and lights it up. I don't. This is only if Jarrett struggles and it's back and forth between him and Keller Chris, and then Keller Chris leaves, and now here we are with another quarterback battle next year. That's the only way I'm saying yes, right. It hurts, okay? But to answer your question, absolutely. Because he will be an extension of the running game.
Oh, yeah. 154 carries last year, 855 on the ground, average just 0.5. Just over 5.6 a carry.
He'll be an extension of the running game. And look where we play. We play in this SEC where you got to run the football. You have to play great defense.
Offensive MVP for the Sugar Bowl. Semifinals for the Davey O'Brien National Quarterback Award. Maxwell Award. Walter Camp Award. Player of the Year watch list. This guy's got talent.
We're trying to get to the Atlanta,
I still
right?
said no.
We're trying to get to Atlanta, right? That's our goal. Okay. If you believe this guy can get you to Atlanta – then you got to do it if Jarrett doesn't take it over and be the guy. We want Jarrett to be the guy. But if he's not, how can you not, if you're Tennessee, say, let's see if Jalen Hurts is interested. Let's just see.
I think you – I'm going to say something. Hang up and listen. I think you kicked the tires, but
– what if he says yes?
I don't –
You tell
– Well
– What if he wants to come? You going to tell him no?
I'll put it like this way. I'm not going to do a whole lot of recruiting to get Jalen Hurts. If I talk to him and he says yes, he wants to come, then okay. But if I got to beg and plea bar negotiate, I'm not going to get Jalen Hurts. Anyway, you guys have a great show. Hang up.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the phone call, Charles. I'm with you, man. I struggled with this idea before I said it on Touchdown Turnover. I struggled with it because. Yes, like Charlie said, it's going to cause a little bit of drama. But ain't drama good when you got good players? It's easy to deal with when you have good players. Like Nick Saban, he's not sweating at all. He has good players. So this is nothing. Give me the drama with good players. This is a good problem to have, having too much talent. Because at the end of the day, you're trying to win games. And I think Jalen Hurts can help you win games. He just... struggle in the national championship game. Okay, I can't wait to have that struggle. Sign me up for that struggle.
So, according to Chris on Twitter, and actually Chris on the text box too, one spelled with a K, one with a C. Jalen Hurts has said that he will graduate in December. I mean, time-wise, this shapes up pretty much perfectly for him to drop in somewhere else.
Just saying, man. Either you might get him or you might play against him. You don't think Jalen Hurts, the way he is right now, would enjoy playing against Nick Saban? The dude was told to shut up, and he went out and did the opposite days later. Come on, man. But again, this all revolves around the play of Jared Guantano. If he lights it up, I don't want Jalen Hurts. If he struggles, I want more talent in the room. I want more competition. I want more options. Bring him in. Bring everybody in you can. I don't care. 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Hour 2 is powered by Alumni Hall. Get game day ready. Shop online at alumnihall.com. 6 locations in Tennessee, including Brentwood, Bristol, and Murfreesboro, in addition to the 3 locations right here in Knoxville. Swain Event, stay with us.
Orange football is better alongside another Tennessee tradition, Mrs. Grissom's Salad. Mrs. Grissom's ready-made snacks and meals are perfect for game day. Crowd favorites like the select pimento cheese and cranberry pecan chicken salad are delicious and easy to grab and go right from the grocery store. Going to the game? Visit Mrs. Grissom's in Vol Village for the must-have panini grilled pimento cheese hot dog. Man, select the best. Select Tennessee's own Mrs. Grissom's.
Gentlemen, get back in the game. Did you know that 1 out of every 3 men over 40 may have low testosterone? Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. Do you know your numbers? Well, I know my numbers. Low T Center made it quick and easy. I walked in, I took a simple blood test, and I knew my result in about 20 minutes. Their service is even covered by most health insurance. So give them a call, 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
It's almost football time in Tennessee, which means it's time to get geared up at Alumni Hall. Find the best selection of Nike, Nike Golf, Tommy Bahama, and all those retro logos you love. Don't forget about your game day crew. Plenty of selection for the ladies, the little balls, and to upgrade their tailgate. Shop now at one of their 6 convenient locations in Tennessee or 24/7 at alumnihall.com.
Beatty Chevrolet is celebrating 85 years of low prices. And during Truck Month, choose from over 400 trucks and SUVs, all deeply discounted. Like a new Silverado, now 25% off. A new Equinox, now 20% off. And a certified pre-owned 15 Equinox or Terrain, now $16,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Big selection and even bigger savings. That's why it's better at Beatty Chevrolet.
Stock number 2002, savings off MSRP, include all dealer incentives and end transfer incentives with approved credit, must finance, through GMF offer, expires 3118.
Pass downfield is complete. That's Swain. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Give him 6. Touchdown.
Some of y'all funny. Some of y'all should be comedians. I mean, sign up for Def Comedy Jam. Get on the Comedy Central channel. You should go on tour.
Or you can come here and we can roast you.
Man.
One of the two.
Y'all are funny. Since when are we being picky about winning? Huh? I'm a wide receiver, and I would rather have someone throw me the ball than me blocking for them. I'll be the first to admit that. But as if I recall correctly, there was a game that featured a quarterback that was inside of the pocket this quarterback was drafted in the top 10 versus a quarterback who could not throw. This quarterback was also drafted in the top 10. This game was probably one of the best national championship games in history. This game I'm talking about is the 2005 national championship between USC and Texas. And who balled out? Who outplayed who?
B.Y.
That was Vince Young, who I don't know what kind of throw motion Vince Young had. It was ugly.
For the Titans, honor Landry.
Yeah.
Hey. One rookie of the year with the Titans.
But, you know? But he got it done.
Get that yep. RG3 swag.
If you win, you win, you win.
I'm pretty sure Texas fans are like, yeah, you know, I don't know about these wins because his stats were not from the pocket. Who cares? I don't care. If Dobbs would have been a 55% passer his entire career and ran the ball and Tennessee won games, who cares? Will you have to sell, kind of change your sales pitch? Yeah. But look at Auburn. Auburn has been recruiting the top wide receivers every year. And they just got a quarterback that can throw the football in Jarrett Stidham. They were recruiting top receivers when they had Nick Marshall. And Nick Marshall
is trying to play corner in the league.
he couldn't even skip a rock on the Tennessee River. He threw so bad. But they still recruited top wide receivers, and I couldn't understand it to save my life. The goal is winning, period. How you win, you know, let's not get choosy here. Okay, guys, we're 4-8 last year. Let's not get choosy. Winning is winning. Winning is winning. But this is a huge ifs scenario. The only reason I brought it up is because it happened with Brandon Kennedy. It happened. And so it could happen again. I don't want to dominate the whole show talking about Jalen Hurts because we got some good stuff going on here.
If you're just tuning in, it was a touchdown turnover.
Yes.
It's a hypothetical we put out there.
I am a little bit turned off by how his parents have put him in a position to try to win this battle with the media. I'm not a big fan of that. But other than that, let's get to the phones and let's see where this phone call takes us. Who we got there?
T-Carp.
T-Carp, good morning, my friend.
Hey, good morning, my friend. I hope you're doing well.
I am, sir. You too.
Oh, good stuff. Well, when it comes to this Jalen Hurts thing, not to beat a dead horse, it's got to be a great plan B. And I hope, I talked to you before last night, and I hope that Garantano now has taken that step. But if he hasn't, and Chris is your starter, then you've got to play this angle, kind of like what you said. Now, sweeping that kind of out of the way, if Garantano has taken that next step, has the people in the SEC and have the national media, have they underestimated our wide receivers and the ability of Garantano to get the ball to them? Because, guys, we know Callaway is incredible when he gets the ball in his hand. Now, and Palmer's pretty good, and I can't remember the other guy's names, but
Brandon Johnson,
thank you. We're not a bunch of scrubs at wide receiver. We're really not. And, I'm forgetting Jennings. We forget that, he still exists, and he was a monster in the SEC when, again, the ball was thrown to him where he could catch it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got these grad transfers coming in, Mondre London. We've got Ty Chandler. I'm not saying we're going to just destroy anybody, but in my opinion, 6-6, 7-5 is very, very doable. And I just think we're really getting underestimated. And, I count myself in the Negavolt camp, but I'm trying my best to look at this pretty reasonably. And if Jaron Garantano has taken that next step, guys, we could really sneak up on a few people. Am I crazy to think that, Jason?
No, you're not crazy to think that, because – when you have talent like Tennessee has, and there's a depth issue, so you want to stay healthy, you want to get lucky there and stay healthy, and health is a big factor into this. But I don't think you're crazy to think we can sneak up on some people because we have big play potential. And when you have big play potential from guys like Callaway and Jennings on the outside, and you have some guys on the inside like Brandon Jennings, who is a very polished wide receiver that's reliable in the middle of the football field, you can rip off some big plays, and it takes pressure off your quarterback. Now, when you have a veteran quarterback, you know, like Aaron Murray his last year at Georgia, or, you know, even Ainge his last year at Tennessee, the game slows down, and you can count on them to be able to orchestrate 12 and 14 and 15 play drives because he's not going to take sacks. He's going to be very, very smart with the football. You know, you can count on him. But when you have an unproven quarterback, man, it puts a lot of pressure on the offense coordinator. It puts a lot of pressure on the defense. It puts a lot of pressure on everyone. And what helps that is big plays downfield. So we have those guys. I think someone from SEC Network said that Tennessee probably has the best duo of 50-50 ball catchers in the conference. And that's saying a lot because you look at Ole Miss and those two guys, those two freaking manimals over there, those freaks. But that says a lot, and that's why I think Tennessee has a chance against some teams that they're not supposed to beat because of how well Jared throws the deep ball. He throws a heck of a deep ball. It's pretty.
It is. I just want him to become more polished.
Yes.
And, again, all we've seen is that one practice. So, let's you know, I want to temper this.
Yep.
Seen one practice. But out of that one practice, we can definitely see a progression of him getting so much better, just looking more like a polished quarterback. And give it to that strength and conditioning coach. Dude looks like he's put on 10, 15 good pounds.
Looks good.
So, guys, I'll see y'all. Y'all have a good rest of your morning.
Hey, thank you, T-Car. Really appreciate that, man. Let's keep it going, and let's get to – let me check my messages here. Don't tell me, Brad. I'm going to find out. Evan. Evan's on the line. Evan, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Great, man. How are you?
Doing good. Just to piggyback on that conversation, I think for us to have any chance of surprising some team success this year, we've got to see it on the offense. Because I think if Cruz can have any success first year, I think defense will probably be the most sort of stout. That's what he knows. That's the thing. To me, like, that what it hinges on for real is the scheme that they're going to run, is that really going to benefit and help Jarrett step up and be that guy? And to be honest, like, I don't know. Like, I'm still sort of scratching my head a little bit over the Tyson Hill tire. I really am. Like, I'm trying to be positive and stay on board and to, like, give it a chance to see how it goes. But to me, like, that's still the biggest question mark of what Pruitt's done when he started here is his first offensive hire, his biggest hire, is to go out and hire someone. We're not even sure called plays at USC, what his role was there. You saw with Kirby Smart, when he got his shot at Georgia, goes out and gets Jim Chaney, proven OC. You kind of know what you're going to get, and I don't know if we really know what we're going to get. So I'll hang up and listen, but that's my concern.
Hey, thanks for the phone call, Evan.
So according to Tyson Helton himself, he actually got asked about the exact structure at USC in terms of calling plays. He was according to Tyson Helton the other day. T influenced the play calling the most, and then he would assign Tyson Helton situations in which he would call the plays. And Tyson Helton said it was the same Western Kentucky with Jeff Brohm, where Jeff Brohm, you know, he started off with, hey, you can call the plays on third down. You can call the plays in the red zone. You can call the plays. And then it eventually became where he was the primary guy at Western Kentucky in terms of calling plays.
He's called
along
plays
with
on
Jeff Brohm.
And he has learned from a lot of people who are
play
very
calling experience.
Diverse in their play calling ability. Tyson Helton is bringing a multitude of offenses, several different looks to Tennessee, and I think that can benefit a bevy of quarterbacks, regardless of what they bring and what they specialize in. You can find a way to mold this offense, this type of Tyson Helton offense, around a quarterback or around an elite player.
I would agree in some sense, though. That was the most interesting hire by far. One that really made me raise my eyebrows, specifically because the amount of money that they're paying him. I mean, dude's getting seven figures, and he was a quarterback's coach.
He also had to leave a gig that was, you know, a very comfortable spot for
him.
Yeah,
working for his brother.
In a good position.
Yeah.
A couple things to think about here, guys. Tyson Helton developed a quarterback in his last 2 years that is about to start week one for the New York Jets and Sam Darnold.
How about Brandon Doty?
He has exceeded expectations. You know, you're very careful about how quick you throw a rookie into the deep end. Well, according to reports, Sam Darnold is lighting the world on fire. And so you got to give credit to Tyson Helton a little bit there. If you're Jeremy Pruitt, you're entering this job at Tennessee, you're looking at your quarterback situation, and you know Jared needs development. Tyson Helton does give you that. As far as being offensive coordinator, he has experience. I mean, he has experience. He's called plays at Western Kentucky. He's called plays there at USC, even though there were some that and this is what it was told to me, that T did 100% of it, but according to Tyson Helton, he did some of it too. Jim Chaney, I'm sorry. Kirby Smart was criticized for that hire. I don't know if people remember, but a lot of Tennessee fans laughed at Georgia when they hired Jim Chaney. Jim Chaney was not a good fit at Arkansas. Jim Chaney gets pass heavy. Jim Chaney on fourth down and one ran a reverse to the short side of the field against Isaiah McKenzie and lost to Vanderbilt on fourth down and one. So Jim Chaney has his questions too, but last year for Georgia was a combination of some senior leadership, two great running backs, damn good defense, and a freshman quarterback that was poised beyond his years. And a combination of that is why Georgia was able to be successful on offense. But Jim Chaney, he has some knocks. I like Jim Chaney personally. Remember who was the biggest offensive coordinator name a year ago or 2 years ago? That was Matt Canada. Matt Canada was the hottest name in college football because of what he did at Pittsburgh.
With Peterman.
And it didn't work out at LSU. It didn't work out. And so get guys that you trust, that you believe in, that you get along with.
That you're going to work well with, yeah.
Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. And that's just in a response to Evan's comment about Helton. I think it's fair to question – you know, dude getting paid $1.2 million, and he hasn't been offense coordinator at this level. But I do see why Pruitt wanted him for the development of Garantano. And, hey, he's confident in his play calling. I'm sure he's coached against him, played against him. He knows a lot about him. We got For What coming up next. I think we only need one today, so it shouldn't take too long. Swain and Vince.
Today, there is a 30% chance of rain, partly sunny with a high of 89 and a low around 70. The chance of showers is 60% tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 88 and a low of 69. Thursday, more rain, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-80s. Weather on the Swain Event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain Event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
Having surgery can be scary, and having to navigate around a massive medical center can be even more overwhelming. Fortunately, the Premier Office-based Surgery Center in Knoxville offers a convenient and affordable option for surgical care. Our skilled surgeons and friendly staff treat you just like family. Everything at our state-certified accredited center is designed with your comfort in mind. And Premier offers flat fee package pricing for basic gallbladder and hernia procedures. Visit PremierSurgeryPackages.com for more details. The Premier Office-Based Surgery Center. Surgical expertise you can trust.
When I made the move to my own studio, I was worried about this. I was worried about that. I was worried about, hey, did I get this piece of equipment? Did I get that piece of equipment? Does that sound good? Does that not sound good? One thing I didn't have to worry about, that was Office Furniture, because Office Furniture Outfitters met my furniture needs. With a 50,000 square foot facility, they have East Tennessee's largest selection and are the best value for new and used office furniture. Located in Knoxville, it's easy to find everything you need for your new space, including desks, file cabinets, chairs, conference tables, and more. Office Furniture Outfitters is turnkey. They came to my place, we mapped everything out that was needed, they delivered, and get this, set everything up. To learn more about what Office Furniture Outfitters can do for you, log on to OFOKnox.com. That's OFOKnox.com. We're here with Dr. Mike Carlson of Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine. If you have orthopedic injuries such as shoulder pain, knee pain, or instability, Achilles tendonitis, golfers or tennis elbow, do what I did and give them a call.
Yeah, Jason, we specialize in regenerative non-surgical orthopedics. So we treat damaged ligaments, tendons, and joints, including things like rotator cuff injuries, knee instability, elbow problems, as well as foot problems like plantar fasciitis, Achilles, things of that nature, by injecting with stem cells in what's called PRP, or platelet-rich plasma. And this form of treatment we do under ultrasound, so we know we have our target. And it also stimulates the body's own reparative process, and this allows for the healing of damaged tissue. And as you well know, I mean, numerous professional and collegiate athletes, guys like Steph Curry, Tiger Woods, and even yourself with your ankle injury, have been using this form of treatment for years. And so we offer that same type of treatment here in East Tennessee.
Visit them on the web at trsportsmedicine.com. Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine. East Tennessee's leader in regenerative therapy.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles, plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay, okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
Butch Jones replacing Philip Fulmer on the Jumbotron.
For what?
People getting drunk and stumbling into the wrong house.
For what?
Butch saying a chart told him to kick an extra point instead of going for two.
For what?
People who break the law while breaking the law.
For what?
Not a lot of time in this segment. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. I'm going to keep it really easy. I will not cast a wide net on the Ohio State fan base, because we had people in our fan base that took it too far with Gresciano. The problem was that the national media put the entire fan base in one boat, and that's the problem. And that's why a lot of us are upset and feeling a certain type of way about the view from the national media. So because it happened to us, I'm not going to do that to Ohio State. But there were about 200 fans that...
200 fans that showed up physically and about 32,000 that signed a petition online.
200 fans that showed up at the stadium, Ohio State Stadium, with signs, embarrassing signs, just made a fool of themselves. But it's one person that deserves to be on for what? This person, according to the headline, should have thought about this dude, Ezekiel Elliott's father. attends rally in support of Urban Meyer at Ohio State. Does it say Stacy Elliott? No, it says Ezekiel Elliott's father.
Zeke's dad.
Zeke's papa was out there.
If I was Ezekiel Elliott, I would be like, Dad, what are you doing?
Like, about to put you in a home.
Quote, I love Urban Meyer. He is a man of integrity. I know this. Are you not going to let the investigation conclude before you get out here and put your name on the line? Put your integrity on the line?
Yeah, I'd be careful.
You don't know what Urban Meyer does when he's not around you, when he's not recruiting your son. You don't know Urban Meyer like that. You don't know what Urban Meyer did at Florida and all those problems he had at Florida when he had to pretend like he was sick to stop coaching because he had murderers and you know, players who threatened to beat up his girlfriend. He let Chris Rainey come back and play after Rainey texted his ex-girlfriend and told her it was time to die. Shut up, Stacy Elliott. Where was the wife? When Elliot says, hey, babe, hey, I'm going to go down to the rally. I'm going to go down to the rally, babe. I'll be back in a couple hours. Where was she to say, no, that's a bad idea, Stacy. That's a bad idea. I wouldn't go down there if I were you. Just a dumb decision by Ezekiel's father to go to that rally.
Most definitely.
Just dumb.
Not even taking his own son's pass into account.
Just dumb. Hour 3 coming up.